All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Inge Shah from the Ntlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you folks today. We have a subject, and it's on legacy. We have some music from France. We have some music also from an old school one from South Africa. We have some music from New Zealand, Shepherd's Rain. The South African one is for the Zeros. And we have our usual guests coming up, our co-hosts. We have Wegedesk with us, of course. We have the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. Also, Shkwait Shekhlach from Gwaishkna, BC. And Lady Faima. So we're going to get the show started off. We're going to start off with some music from France, from a band called Glow Sun. And their song is called Lost Soul. So let's have a listen to that and get the show on the road. Enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back. was an awesome one, man. Yeah, so we welcome you from all over the world, from Australia, from England, from Germany, Spain, Africa, Japan, China, Ukraine, wherever you are in this world, we welcome you and we love you. Thank you for joining us on our odyssey of positivity and growing our humanity for the world, for a better place for all generations, all races, and all living beings on this world. So we thank you.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, so we're going to start off the show properly, and we'll ask our brother Wegedesk to lead us through some voices or some breaths. So would you please?
Absolutely.
Oh, there's Jacob, too.
Nice, good stuff. And we got Jacob coming in. Yes. Glorious day, Jacob. Come on in. We're just about to start our deep breaths.
Up on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
You saw that Corvette, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
hard to miss you.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're just going to start off with some breaths first with our brother Wegedesk.
That's right, guys.
So, yeah, let's do it.
Let's get our body ready with relaxing our belly, relaxing our lips, our shoulders. Oh, yeah, feel nice and relaxed. And as we breathe in, let's imagine all the gratitude and appreciation we have for this fresh air and all the benefits in our life. And when our lungs are super full, then we're just going to release it. And that's the cleanse, the let go. Don't worry about anything. Just let it all go. All right, let's get three good deep ones in us in 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Super nice. Two more. Let's go. Nice. And all the way in. And an extra one at the top. Yeah, and just let everything go. Yeah, super good.
Wow, that was awesome, man. I sure love getting that oxygen into my brain and lungs and getting it into my blood and getting ready for an awesome show.
You get that fresh, crispy fall air in there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so we have Jacob in the house with us.
What's up, y'all?
Welcome, Jacob.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
Sorry, I was a little late.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, let's let you set up your music here. And
and we're talking eventually about legacy, right?
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk a little bit about legacy while you set up on this one here.
Yeah, legacy was a great choice, Chief, because legacy really is, like, for me anyway, it's what comes after we pass. You know, it's kind of like the effect that we've had on the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very mature conversation. You know, it's a very mature idea. I think a lot of people are even just trying to pay the bills, you know, pay the, you know, keep the lights on and keep money coming in and staying positive. And then to think, oh, a legacy, like, you know, I've got to worry about, you know, what's going on after I've had my time here on Earth. So legacy is a really important one. And I wanted to take this opportunity to talk a little bit about the legacy that I've been building with what happened to me as a national team high diver. And I was, it started at 10 years old. I became very good, traveled all over the world on the national team. And after I retired in 2007, I came forward with the fact that my coach had crossed some very serious boundaries with me. And other athletes had also come forward previously and after. So there was a group of us that were able to convict this guy. Thank you. And it was actually shown that he had been busted 10 years earlier. And they moved him. The head guy of the diving association kept him around because he was a major breadwinner. And there's actually turned out to be quite a few of these guys operating, moving each other around the country, even sometimes around the world to evade prosecution after becoming, you know, after exploiting their young athletes. Mm. So one of my legacies that I've just happened to have to work on, because in order for me to put my head down at night, I've got to say, you know, have I taken a good crack at this thing, at resolving this, at improving my community? And that's what legacy is all about. It's, you know, the effect in the world after you're gone and the community. Is it better because you are around, or is it worse? And I really think, you know, we all have a very good moral compass inside of us. Sometimes it's really hard to stay entirely true to it. But we all kind of generally know what's good and what's bad. And the golden rule is pretty inherent. I don't want to get hit in the face, so I'm not going to hit anybody in the face kind of thing, right? And so with these kinds of very simple, the golden rule, a very simple rule, but so broad and so amazingly sound in its implications and how it can help us guide our legacy. Mm-hmm. You know, how's this going to be if everybody in the world were to do this? Oh, it's not good. Okay, then I might not do it. Right. And so, those are some of the things that I wanted to talk about with legacy. And if anybody's interested in checking out more about one of the largest lawsuits in Canada, which I'm the plaintiff of, and representing myself and other child abuse victims and athletes and institutions that are insured, and then the insurance company gets involved and puts a gag order on the non-for-profits. And so that's been another uncovering of a dysfunction in our society that I had no idea about. Once we prosecuted this guy, convicted him, and then tried to go through civil means to get restitution for essentially being, pimped out to this guy, the insurance company got involved, illegally suppressed the record, interfered with not only my healing process, but the community's restitution of having this organized group of adults exploiting children on government-funded money, too. The public's funding the government of Canada, and then they're giving it to Heritage Canada and giving it to these sports institutions, strictly based on performance as well. So that's another kind of avenue to look at in terms of this legacy work that I've been doing. And so my website, wegadesk.com, wegadesk.com. One more time, wegadesk, like sit down at your desk to do your work, wegadesk.com. And there's lots on there, and my YouTube channel is Wega, WEGA, second word Paul, PAUL. So that's what I'm thinking about legacy when that comes up, you know.
Very beautiful, thank you for sharing. That's
definitely
important, and a huge legacy, and something that, you know, everybody should be striving for too, leaving a very great positive legacy for, you know, the world to just enjoy and appreciate. And so what we're doing here on our show is we're carrying on the legacy of Counselor Fari that brought our show together. So
such a lovely energy when she visited the station.
Totally,
An
angel, real angel.
Very beautiful soul. And
she's with us, though.
And she's got our program going with us, and she's always with us and helping out with our music and our topics and everything. So,
and isn't that the beauty of the legacy, is that if you've done a good job with your time here on Earth, your physical body will have its time and go, but your spirit still lives on, you know? And so I think that's really cool that Counselor Fari is with us. How often do we talk about her and sing her praises, you know? I encourage everybody out there to just keep the deep breaths going so that you have the foundation and stability emotionally to have those difficult conversations, because I find the hero's journey, the legacy work, the real prosperity when you change over from living paycheck to prospering and legacy building, that is when you're not afraid. There's no fear, you know, I need to have this conversation. I don't want to, because just have the conversation. Just make the change. Just, you know, do those things. So, it's those little steps that create the.
So we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to get to Jacob and his song that he picked for us. And maybe you would like to explain a little bit about
yourself. Yeah, so I'm going to hit y'all with, a lovely track that's been covered in by various artists over various decades here. The song is The Windmills of Your Mind. If those who have read Don Quixote or are aware of the tropes of Don Quixote would find himself fighting windmills. Don Quixote being in the story of Don Quixote, they don't need knights anymore in Spain. And so he just goes out and does his own thing, still being a knight, looking for things to fight for. And he ends up jousting with windmills or perceived enemies. So The Windmills of Your Mind here by Dorothy Ashby is a lovely jazzy cover with the vocals substituted with a beautiful harp of Dorothy there. So I picked up this track by a program on NTS called of the same name with Windmills of Your Mind, which plays a lovely variety of music that is very, very good for me at this time of year because it's that soothing sound of transitional change in the season where things feel different. The air is pleasant. You can walk on the cool side of the street or the warm side of the street, mm-hmm. figuratively and literally.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're going to hit you with that Dorothy's, right. Dorothy Ashby here.
Okay, so here goes. Enjoy, everyone.
Dorothy Ashby's Windmill, The Windmills of Your Mind. I first heard that as a cover by Verna Lindt, a Swedish artist who has an album that I would describe as a 1960s spy thriller soundtrack, but with a Swedish tone to it. But anyways, Dorothy Ashby, fantastic jazz harpist throughout time. If you enjoy that sound, I recommend checking out the rest of her discography. She's really fantastic.
Yeah, it was super intense. I was like, I was just imagining myself on a horse just galloping along.
Nice.
Just like going through the meadows and the valleys and just having a very peaceful, wonderful mm-hmm. time, especially on a very great fall day like this. It's just incredible.
I went for a lovely little walk yesterday. I found this other artist, Blue Jean Tyranny, that had these kind of long meandering tracks. I was a New York-based, neoclassical composer, doing contemporary stuff with some interesting stuff. If you're looking for some long-form music, I recommend some Blue Jean Tyranny as well. Check it out if you like that as well. I was on the fence between picking Dorothy Ashby and Blue Jean Tyranny today with This Time Might Be Your Time, which is an 8-minute track of questions to ask yourself. But I figured, well, we don't have 8 minutes.
Well, we really appreciate your music. It was awesome.
Definitely.
And thank you for coming and joining us on our program. It was
definitely. And how about legacy? Can we ask you about, you know, your thoughts on legacy before you...
Legacy. Well, I mean, there's only so many things I've been doing for so long, namely the radio. I've been doing that for 13 years. Okay. I don't know how much of a legacy building that is because it's based on all of us doing this together. Mm-hmm. I don't know. One classical ideas of legacy is children. I'm getting 32. My sister's having a kid. My brother has 3. I was like, my grandma, my last one, is like, hey, what's going on, man? I'm like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, moving out of things, you know, where that was possible, but, you know, just wasn't happening because that wasn't where I was at the time. Legacy, how does it work? I mean, legacy works in many different ways. I mean, I've lost two senior friends this year, and I think about the legacy they had on their lives. I only knew them for a short couple of years, but I don't think I'll be forgetting them anytime soon. One was a motorcycle friend, and one was just this lovely lady that I met through a friend of mine who has also passed away, who was hanging out in my corner, and, you know, like, things got better for her, but, you know, then she chose to go on her own terms. Mary Lou, we miss you.
Good stuff.
Legacies comes in many forms and facets. It's how you want to perceive it, how it can be a small thing, can be a big thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you could have legacy funds or legacy projects. I mean, back in the day, you had, of the 20th century, you had philanthropists doing vanity projects of creating a library or a theater. For example, the Carnegie Center at Main and Hastings.
Mm-hmm.
Those are built on philanthropy, legacy, etc. I mean, you have all these names that, you know, people are like, oh, Rockefeller. I don't know who that is, but I know the name.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's probably a prick anyways. Oil baron asshole. Just do good. I mean, my grandpa, he has another legacy. You know, live by words. You know, remember the kind of words that really stick to you. That's a legacy there. My grandpa, he always says, you know, be good. If you can't be good, be kind. Mm. And that'll probably get you far enough.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Very, very
thank you, bro.
Thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. And, we hope we'll get you on again sometime soon and listen to some of your awesome music. It's pretty incredible. I just really enjoyed that. It was nice and calming and brought some peace and positivity to us. So,
yeah, good thinking music.
Yes, for sure. That's absolutely true. So we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to let you go for now. Thank you for joining us.
Don't go anywhere, folks. I'm back in an hour and a half for the art show. Yeah. If you want to know about what's going on around town in terms of concerts, so stick around. Don't touch the dial.
Yeah, for sure. Don't go away.
Don't miss Queer FM at 4 as well.
Yeah, all for right. sure. So thank you so much. And we're going to carry on with our show, and then we're going to introduce... Shkwait Shachlach in his program.
Nice.
Stay soon.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to get on with the show, and we're going to play the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and he picked out for us a song from The Zeros, And they're from South Africa.
Cool.
So they're pretty old school. So Work All Day is the name of their song. So let's have a listen to that and we'll get on with the show. Thank you for listening. Enjoy, everyone. We're back, and yes, we have with us Shkwait Shakhlakh. For people that don't know him out there, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the big forest fires of 2 years ago, and the big flood of 2 years ago. And so he's a very extreme survivalist and a big inspiration for many people, including myself and many people all over the world that know him. And also we have Celia, the president of Minnetonka Park Association, also on the line with us. So welcome both of you. Thank you. Thank Hello. You for joining us.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So we have a show, or the subject of our show is called Legacy. And so we'd love to hear from both of you on this subject, and we'll start with you, Shkwaisht.
Something I never really think of much. Well, I guess I do, and really, I guess we all do, you know. You know, I'm not going to be a Scrooge McDuck and be able to leave a fortune behind for somebody. But, you know, I think about the knowledge.